This is the Holy Letters in Volume 6. So this is letter number 1619. Baruch Hashem, Gimel Sivan, Tavshid Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I did receive both of your letters in a timely fashion. About you right over there about your health. And it appears from there, from your letters, that your spirits are not the way they should be. The Rebbe says your heart should be trusting Hashem, blessed Hashem, who is reifich al basar mafli lasis, that He heals all flesh. He does wonders, that He will send you His words and He will heal you. Even though that in addition to Hashem's blessing, you got to do also the vehicles you have to do in the natural ways, which means you must listen and follow the instructions of the doctors. But there is a difference between these two matters, Hashem's healing and listening to the doctors. That as far as the physical matters of medicine, of healing, over there you have to just occupy your power of doing. You have to do what the doctors say to do. But what about your thought and your reflections? But since you are not a doctor, so you don't have to think about how medicine works or what medicines to take. Since you're not a doctor, and you do have a part in the study of Torah, so you have to use your thought and your reflection only with regard to Torah and mitzvahs. And this whole give and take about medicine, which or what to try to figure out, that's not your job. And therefore, it's a waste of time. It's a shame to waste the time on this. And since this is, we don't need your brains in the medicine field. That's not your job. So definitely you have the brain power, so use it in another field, which, according to my view, is learning Torah. Use your mind to occupy yourself in Torah. And so then it's lacking over there. In other words, if your mind is all occupied in how to heal yourself, so then you're lacking in the other area in the occupation of Torah. So what happens is that the problem is twofold. First of all, it's lacking in one place and it's extra in the other place. So don't think too much about the matter. Leave that for the doctors. And you just concentrate on the Torah. When you will reflect, even of a short while, in all the above, your heart will be rejoiced that Hashem has gave you the privilege, the merit, that you are able to study Torah, and you should add, strengthen it, and should illuminate your four cubits, similar to the ruling of our sages of blessed memory, that all the city is considered like the four cubits, as far as talking about the halacha, like walking on Shabbos, but it's all considered like the four cubits, which means illuminate your four cubits, illuminate your city, basically. And you illuminate them with the light of mitzvah and the light of Torah, ner mitzvah Torah oir, and the Moir Shabbatar, the luminary of Torah, which is the Torah of Chassidus. The Rebbe finishes off by blessing him for proper health and for your wife and your family members, and also to receive the Torah b'simcha u'b'pnimius. So here again, you know, you see the Rebbe is saying, well, you got to do everything in the natural way. Don't waste your time. And I guess the additional benefit is that he's not going to sit and be worried. I mean, he starts off the letter is because but the Rebbe, I think, was addressing the fact that his spirit, because he figured out and he thinks that maybe he decided that he can't heal, he delves in it, so that causes him to become depressed. So that's another negative.